What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only six organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night, happy weekend, happy Memorial Day weekend. Good on you. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, I hope you're cool. I hope you're smooth. I hope you are A-okay. I'm great. I feel awesome. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, and this is where I'll be for the next 4 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. And so whether you are on a road trip, you know, maybe you're sitting in a car with your family, maybe they're getting on your nerves, maybe you're tired of your partner, your spouse, maybe they're getting on your nerves, maybe you're just riding solo, good for you. You don't have to think about anybody else in the vehicle. But I'm going to be here for 4 hours anyway. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. This is the phone number. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Now listen here, folks. There's a lot to talk about. You know this already. The Boston Celtics are trying to stay alive tomorrow. They're trying to force a Game 7 Monday night Memorial Day. Dallas Stars, they're wasting people's time. They're just wasting people's time. They're trying to stay alive against the Golden Knights. Good luck there. The Denver Nuggets are sick of the disrespect. You're going to hear this in a little while. I mean, Mike Malone is still being asked about the Los Angeles Lakers. He's like, why y'all ask me about the Lakers? Like, we're in the NBA Finals. Cut that Lakers nonsense out. DeAndre Hopkins, he's finally been released. He's free. Good for him. He's been running his mouth for the past several months about, you know, I'd love to play with this QB, and I wouldn't love to play with this quarterback. All the while, he's still on the Cardinals. And the Cardinals, meanwhile, they've told anybody that would listen that he's our guy. He's still on the roster. Yeah, well, not anymore. He's gone. DeAndre Hopkins will move on. Russell Wilson, we know he ain't moving anywhere. He's just been paired up with Sean Payton. And one of his former teammates, KJ Wright, he doesn't know how Russell Wilson is going to handle Sean Payton being so straightforward about his performance. The Kelce brothers, they're talking about flex scheduling in the NFL. Yeah, there's going to be some changes. Aaron Boone not managing the New York Yankees tonight because he just likes yelling at the umpires. So Major League Baseball decided to suspend him. You know, he wasn't happy with some of the ball and strike calls against Aaron Judge. And he also had to tell everybody, this doesn't mean I want robot umpires. NBA is not just looking into changing flopping rules. It might change the entire replay review system when it comes down to coaches and their challenges. LSU and UConn were at the White House today for separate celebrations after their championships. There's just so much to get into tonight, and including Scottie Pippen still finding time in his busy retirement life to still crap on Michael Jordan. I have a simple reason. And I think it might have to deal with Scottie Pippen's ex-wife and Michael Jordan's son. I think it might have something to do with their relationship, but what do I know? I'm just a guy. Anyway, I'm the guy that's going to be here with you. Like I said, you can find me on social media at JR Sport Brief. You can call me up, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to talk about the Celtics in a moment. Hey, Shep, how are you I can call it the weekend, right?
It's definitely the weekend at this point, JR. I'm good, man. I appreciate you asking. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. So because it's the weekend, do I do anything different today? Just do whatever, right?
I mean, you're always honest. You keep it real. I'm with you on Marcus Jordan, on why that's the reason Pippen's going all bitter on Michael these days.
Well, we got time to get into that. That will be a very interesting conversation. That's going to be something that stretches past the weekend because it's already stretched on for months. So let's get to something a little bit more pressing right now. And that happens to be a basketball game taking place tomorrow night between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. I'm not saying anything out of term here. I'm not saying anything that isn't true. I'm not saying anything that isn't accurate. Everything that's about to come out of my mouth isn't an opinion. It's a fact. The Boston Celtics have more talent than the Miami Heat. The Boston Celtics, unfortunately, they've been inconsistent here against the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat didn't enter into this postseason on a high. The Miami Heat had to enter into this postseason on a low. They had to participate in the play-in game. They lost to the Hawks. They almost lost to the Chicago Bulls. It took them two games to get into this position. Jimmy Butler has been playing out of his damn mind. He's been supported by a bunch of role players, folks that you wouldn't necessarily, not even necessarily, you wouldn't consider these dudes stars outside of Bam Adebayo, Max Strus, Duncan Robinson, Gabe Vincent. We know Tyler Hero went down against Milwaukee with a broken hand. And so I don't want to say that the Miami Heat have been, you know, kind of running on a magic carpet ride. I don't want to call them a Cinderella here, but there was no expectation for them to be here. There was a good segment of their fan base that felt that the Miami Heat needed to just call it a season and just tank, 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 tank. And here they are. One win away from the NBA Finals because they compete, because they don't quit, and because even though they don't have the best talent, they've been operating as one of the best teams. And that's the name of the game. It doesn't matter how much talent you have if that talent isn't going to show up. And so tomorrow, because of what has taken place over the past two games against the Boston Celtics, the Miami Heat are going to be home, and they're going to be expected to show up. You know, close the door here on these inconsistent Boston Celtics. Malcolm Brogdon dealing with his damn shoulder injury. You got Gabe Vincent should be coming back from his ankle sprain. And Tyler Hero with his broken hand. He's still going to be watching from the bench. Celtics can't play the way they just played last game. It's like they didn't miss a shot. They opened up the game 35-20. They did not miss a shot. Tatum, he had 21 points. Four out of the five Celtics, everybody outside of Al Horford, had 20-plus points. Is that going to happen in Miami? I don't think so. I expect the game tomorrow night to be close. Somebody who's going to be playing in the game thinks it's going to be more than close. He is so damn confident in what's going to take place. He's basically saying, I guarantee we're going to win. That's Jimmy Butler. You need a reminder? This is what he said last night.
What's the mindset now where the series stands?
We just got to play better, start the games off better on the starters, make it more difficult for them. They're in a rhythm since the beginning of the game, but we're always going to stay positive, knowing that we can and we will win this series, and we'll just have to close it out at home.
Jimmy, to follow up on that, why is it that your confidence and the group's confidence remains so high given the way the last two games unfolded?
Because the last two games are not who we are. It just happened to be that way. And we stopped playing defense halfway because we didn't make shots that we want to make. But that's easy correctable. We just got to come out and play harder from jump. So, like I always say, it's going to be all smiles. We're going to keep it very, very, very consistent, knowing that we are going to win the next game.
Okay. All right. I think it's going to be a pick 'em game. I think it's going to be close. You typically would say the home team would go out there and have the edge, and I believe that. Jimmy Butler is a great player, all-star player. He in the playoffs, and he hasn't had spectacular games every time, but, oh, man, he's put his foot down on the pedal when the Miami Heat have needed it. Jason Tatum is a game-changer. And sometimes you can even call him an anomaly. One game, he'll have 30 points, and then he just disappears in the fourth quarter. In a closeout game against Philadelphia, he can just wake up and say, hey, I got 51 points. He's one of the most dynamic and talented players in the league. How does it get harnessed is the question. And so Joe Mazzulla, who when speaking to the media has the personality of wheat bread. Joe Mazzulla was asked, hey, you won the past two games to stay alive. You got a game six on Saturday. You're trying to force a game seven back in Boston on Monday. What the hell are y'all doing different?
One of our assistants put it in great perspective. The season's like 9 months long and we just had a bad week. Sometimes you have a bad week at work. And you know, we obviously didn't pick the best time to have a bad week, but we did. And we're sticking together and fighting like hell to keep it alive. And the guys are really coming together.
Oh, okay. Hey, Shep, they just had a bad week. It happens to the best of us, right? Everybody.
Yeah, I mean, two seeds lose all the time, 3 straight, 2 and 8 seed.
Oh, yeah, just a bad week. That's all it is. And so Joe Mazzulla, I think by winning these last two games, he's avoided a bad offseason for himself. Joe Mazzulla will probably keep his job next year. Someone who doesn't have to worry about his job status, win, lose, championship, no championship, is Eric Spoelstra. Because he's not running around guaranteeing things like Jimmy Butler. Leave that to the players to make the bold guarantees. Eric Spoelstra is not concerned with hype, noise. He's not bothered by expectations. He doesn't care too much about anything but going out there and playing and him coaching. Listen.
Who cares about mood? Like, we have a gnarly group. So I think so much of that is overrated. It's a competitive series. You always expect, you know, things to be challenging in the conference finals.
Yeah, that's cool. I haven't heard gnarly in a long time. Thank you, Eric Spoelstra. I appreciate that. Whether you want to call this series gnarly, cool, spectacular, me, I just say, man, this series is damn good. I hope we get seven. I mean, if the Boston Celtics are going to push it this far, I hope they win tomorrow night. I want basketball on Memorial Day.
We have a gnarly group.
I want to sit down on Monday night. I want to see TD Bank Garden, whatever they call it. I want to see that place jumping. It was wild last night. I want to see it again. I want to see if Miami can replicate the energy that was pretty much in Boston. Or is everybody going to arrive late? Are folks going to be sitting in a club in, I want to call it American Airlines Arena? Then they called it FTX, and then we found out FTX was robbing everybody, and now it's the Kasaya Center, or however you pronounce it, doesn't matter to me. They're going to be in them clubs, or they're going to be sitting in their seats. We've seen Heat fans sit around and then leave the games early. Is that going to be the case tomorrow if Boston goes on a run? Are they going to be sitting around in white-hot Heat T-shirts ready to cheer them? I think we're going to have a damn good game. I want to pick the Miami Heat because they're at home. I'm rooting for a game seven, and at that point, I could care less who wins. I just want more basketball. The Celtics have a chance and an opportunity here to make history. They've been through a lot. Blowing leads, Tatum choking away in fourth quarters along with Brown. We had the whole Grant Williams poking the bear situation. Who can forget that? Well, I mean, maybe Jaylen Brown would like to forget poking the bear. When he was asked about it, he just moved on to the next question. Remember this?
Did Grant Williams make a mistake poking the bear with Jimmy Butler?
Next question.
You see, we've moved on into a whole lot. We've gone away from poking bears to potential game sevens. The Boston Celtics, after the victory last night, 110-97, out of 150 teams to go 0-3, are they beating the odds? No, not yet, but they're getting closer. They're the 15th team to force a game six out of 150 teams. And you want to narrow it down some more? 15 teams have forced a game six out of 150. Only three teams out of 150 have forced a game seven. The Celtics are trying to be number four. And then at that point, the Celtics are going to try to be number one. The Boston Celtics are going to try to be the first team to come back down from 0-3 to win their series. And if they win this series, this ain't just moving on to the next round. This is going forward to the NBA Finals, where they would take on the Denver Nuggets. Look, I could care less about the Celtics. I could care less about the Heat. I just want more basketball. And so I will be rooting for the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. And I will be rooting for basketball on Monday. And I sure as hell loved that Game 7 last year. I don't know. Maybe DJ Khaled will be in attendance tomorrow. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. A Game 7, I'm certainly ready for another one. Yeah, stole that from DJ Khaled. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I promise to not steal anything else throughout the course of the night. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do the Celtics or do the Heat win tomorrow? It's going to be close. I still haven't made up my mind. This is a flip. You win, you lose. There's no in-between. 50-50 if you ask me. And whoever wins this series eventually tomorrow, Monday night, they got a date with the vacationing Denver Nuggets. Except for the Nuggets haven't been vacationing that much because Mike Malone's been getting a whole lot of exercise defending his team and telling anybody that will listen, hey, guess what? We're actually in the finals and not the Lakers. He had to tell that to somebody. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get into the Nuggets on the other side. You'll hear from an upset Mike Malone. We're going to hear from a salty Scottie Pippen. We're going to hear from DeAndre. I want to go to another team, Hopkins. We're going to hear from the Kelce brothers. We're going to hear from an angry Aaron Boone. It's Friday. Just getting warmed up. Memorial Day weekend. The JR Sport Brief Show. CBS Sports Radio.
Another one. Another one.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, just waiting on this game. This ain't game six tomorrow. Heat and Celtics. Should be a good one. Should be fun. Dallas Stars are also going to take on the Las Vegas Golden Knights for all of my hockey fans out there. And we just have to see how things happen. I will not be here with you on Monday. So by the time I'm back on Tuesday, we will certainly have clarity as to what's going to happen. Who's playing? Who's playing where? Who's going to take on the Denver Nuggets? And the Denver Nuggets will have waited 9 days. 9 days since they eliminated the Los Angeles Lakers. And there's a few things we know to be true. If the Nuggets go out there and win, then it's because of the great rest that they got, right? And if they get smacked around, it's because they didn't play and they were rusty. And so there's no middle ground here. Maybe they'll be energetic. They will be playing at home, and you know, we'll see what happens, what takes place. Are they going to run the team out of the gym? And you know, how long will the opposition have to get some rest? Are they going to be coming off of a game seven? So there are some question marks there. And so they wait, and they wait, and they wait some more. And I'm sure Mike Malone and his coaching staff, they're very busy just scouting and watching these games. And so they're moving forward. They're thinking about their chance, their opportunity to win a championship. Now, when Mike Malone talks to the media, for whatever reason, he's still being asked about the Los Angeles Lakers. For what? Let me say this again. And by the way, if you didn't hear today, it's been reported that LeBron James, the man who basically averaged like 27, almost 10 and 10, almost averaged a triple-double here in the postseason, the man was playing with a torn tendon in his foot. It's the same dude who said he needed to go have surgery. Doctors were telling him he needed surgery, and he said he saw the LeBron James of feet, and now he's fine. And so what I just did is an example of what Mike Malone is sick of. Mike Malone wants to focus in on his team, specifically when you're talking to him. Mike Malone had a press conference, and he was asked about not what's coming up, but what has taken place, and he's just like, come on now already. We beat the Lakers. Listen to the Denver Nuggets head coach. He's about sick of the media.
You brought attention to something that bothers the fans for sure, which was the narrative while you were playing the Lakers. Will you think that this will change in the finals, depending on which teams you guys will face?
Well, if anybody's still talking about the Lakers in the NBA Finals, that's on them. I mean, they've gone fishing. We're still playing. And, you know, the narrative should be on whatever two teams are still alive. Because to get to that point is... it's historical in nature for us. It's the first time in franchise history the Denver Nuggets have made the NBA Finals, and we're not satisfied with that. But I just hope that the narrative is on the two teams that are representing their conferences, and let's salute and appreciate the greatness of each and every one of those players on the court, and let's appreciate the journey each of them has made to get to this point. You know, we have guys that'll be their first time in the finals. We have guys in KCP that have won a championship before. So that should be the narrative. And, you know, let's get all the negativity out of the way because, you know, this is a tremendous accomplishment. And I hope that they're celebrated for that.
Look, you can't ignore LeBron James. You can't. He's such a huge star and one of the biggest stars basketball has ever seen on planet Earth since basketball became a thing. Thank you, Dr. James Naismith. He's one of the biggest ever. And so, yes, unfortunately, it's natural. If you beat him, doesn't matter what the circumstances are, there's going to be a lot of attention on him, his future. What happened? How did he get beat? What happens next? It's all natural. The Denver Nuggets' time is going to come sooner than later. This is something that Mike Malone knows and he understands. You know, after game two against those Lakers, Mike Malone had to kind of big up his guys as well, you know, because everybody else, like the Lakers, get so much attention. Listen to Mike Malone.
A lot of our guys, to be honest, they may not admit this or not. You know, you win game one of the playoffs, and all everybody talked about was the Lakers. Let's be honest. That was a national narrative was, hey, the Lakers are fine. They're down 1-0, but they figured something out. No one talked about Nikola just had a historic performance. He's got 13 triple-doubles now, third all-time. What he's doing is just incredible, but the narrative wasn't about the Nuggets. The narrative wasn't about Nikola. The narrative is about the Lakers and their adjustments. So, you know, you put that in your pipe, you smoke it, and you come back, and you know what? We're going to go up 2-0.
This man has been sick of everything about the Lakers from the beginning of the series, during the series, after the Lakers were eliminated, and now it's been days since the Lakers season ended. They're looking towards the NBA Finals now less than a week, and Mike Malone is still receiving questions with the word Lakers in it. Look, whatever's going to help you go out there and motivate your team, whatever's going to get the guys going, maybe that will help Aaron Gordon. Maybe that will help Jamal Murray. Maybe Bruce Brown will care about that. I don't think Nikola Jokic cares about anything. I think he wants to drink a beer, ride a horse, sit in his swimming pool, joke around with his brothers, and then come back and get more triple-doubles. I think he cares about the conversations. I just think he cares about the ring. And the Denver Nuggets are in damn good position to go out there and get one. I think I actually might favor them regardless of who they face in the finals. And so, yeah, Mike Malone, give it a couple of days, man. Let's get through the holiday. Let's get to next week. There won't be any more focus in on Los Angeles. It will just be about whether or not the Denver Nuggets will beat the Boston Celtics or the Miami Heat. That's coming next. Just give it time, Mike Malone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Mike Malone said he is sick of the negativity. He said he wants to move forward. Mike Malone needs to give Scottie Pippen a call and tell Scottie Pippen to relax because somebody needs to take Scottie's phone. Somebody needs to take Wi-Fi away from Scottie Pippen. Because Scottie Pippen is still finding time at his age and his life to crap on Michael Jordan. You will hear from Scottie Pippen on the other side of this break, and then you will hear why he is deciding to crap on Michael Jordan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You'll hear from Scottie on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the great JR, man. Your show's so awesome. We appreciate listening to you on a regular basis, my man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Next hour, we're going to talk about DeAndre Hopkins, been released by the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to get into KJ Wright, former Seahawk, talking about Russell Wilson and what his transition might look like under Sean Payton. The Kelce brothers discuss the NFL's flex scheduling. You get to the end of the year, teams that are on the up and up, they're going to have a chance to move from playing on Sunday to Thursday. So some of these Thursday night primetime games, they might actually mean something. So we have a lot to do as we continue on. Here's the deal. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Denver Nuggets. No respect, right? Rodney Dangerfield all over the place. We just beat the Lakers. Why are you asking me about the Lakers? And I would think, after all of the success that Scottie Pippen has had, and maybe he didn't like being Robin, but not too shabby when you are also in the Hall of Fame, when you are also a six-time NBA champion, when you are also one of the top 75 players of all time, I would think that you'd just be cool. Maybe that you would just sell your books. And just be happy in life, right? Scottie Pippen is being honest with the world. He's telling his truth. That's something new, right? I feel like I've started to hear that more so over the past 15, years or so. My truth. I'm telling, this is my truth. But what's the real truth? The real truth is Scottie Pippen is just, he just sounds bitter. He sounds angry. He might have a good reason. Scottie Pippen, who was on a media tour for his book last year, basically said Phil Jackson, was a racist, didn't appreciate Michael Jordan and The Last Dance. It was glorifying Michael. Well, Scottie, it was Michael's documentary. If you want to glorify Scottie Pippen, convince ESPN to give you a six-part documentary, then you can big up yourself. And so now, for whatever reason, Scottie Pippen is back. Scottie Pippen has spent time on the internet the past few days, and he's been on the interview circuit. He's been on social media. And his latest hit is a direct one to Michael Jordan. It's a direct one in comparing him to LeBron James. And don't take my word for it. Listen to a bit of Scottie Pippen.
LeBron will be the greatest statistical guy to ever play the game of basketball. And there's no comparison to him. None. So, does that make him the greatest player to ever play the game? I'll leave that out for debating, because I don't believe that there's a great player, because our game is a team game, and one player can't do it. Like, I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
What? Is Scottie, is he going on these trips with Aaron Rodgers? Did Scottie Pippen, did he get hit in the back of the head? The last part, the punctuation, is what just got me. He was a bad Shep. What did he say? What did he say at the end?
All of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
Shep, does he got a puppet in his back? Like you saw Space Jam? Did like a Monstar come away and suck out his brain? Like, what happened?
He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with.
Oh, my God. Like, these words really came out of Scottie Pippen's mouth. It's not even – there's no even real justification to respond. It's just – it's comical.
He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots.
Oh, my God. Scottie Pippen turns 58 years old. Later this year. He turns 58. Scottie Pippen, man, bruh, come on. You're not tired of this? Are you going to be doing this into the grave? And I know grumpy old man is not an exaggeration. It's not a cliche. It's not a movie, even though there were two of them, so it was plural. They are a bunch of grumpy old men all over the world. You get old, you get bitter, you get angry. What you didn't accomplish, what did not take place, what happened to somebody else, you just seethe. You get upset, you get ticked off. This is where Scottie Pippen is at life, that he's still sitting around and he is trashing Michael Jordan. Nobody remembered him when the team started winning. How about Michael Jordan came into the league in 84, Scottie came in 87. Michael Jordan was a rookie 1 year. He didn't play like a rookie. Michael Jordan was drafted, so he ended up on a crap team. Not his fault. How about Michael Jordan broke his foot? How about Michael Jordan still went to the playoffs, even though the Celtics would go out there and whoop that ass? And then how about you arrived on the scene and, hey, yeah, by the way, Scottie Pippen, instead of crapping on Michael Jordan, how about you just give yourself credit? Like, there'd be nothing wrong if he said, yeah, I helped the Bulls get over the hump. I think everybody would go, yeah, you did. Yeah, Michael Jordan, yes, like any guy would need some help. Michael Jordan did play on some great teams, yes, but he was the greatest player. He was the alpha of a player. It's Scottie Pippen. Why you got to drag somebody else down to what, big yourself up? That was not even blasphemous, isn't the word. Crazy is the word. To say that you arrived and it was a team now and people forgot about Mike. What are you talking about, man?
He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. Everybody forgot who he was.
Oh, come on, Scottie Pippen, bro. Oh. People, how did that come out of your mouth in any context? Michael Jordan is one of the most well-known human beings that the planet Earth has ever seen. That is not hyperbole. It's not an exaggeration. He is one of the most popular, well-known people on Earth. If we had to do a list, top 100 famous people in the history of the planet Earth, we could put, I don't know, put Jesus somewhere at the top. Yo, Muhammad in there. And Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, they'd be somewhere there, okay?
I got a question for you, JR.
1 second.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is crazy. This is one of the most popular, well-known people on planet Earth ever. Somebody check on Scottie Pippen. I know Ja Morant needed a wellness check the other day. He's out here tweeting nonsense. He's saying bye to his friends and bye to his family members. He's putting up cryptic posts and messages. Somebody asked for the police to visit Ja Morant to check on him and make sure that he was okay. I don't know Scottie Pippen personally. I think I might have passed the guy one time in life. I don't even think I've ever spoken. Yeah, I don't even think I've spoken to Scottie Pippen ever. I know he used to live in Miami, but I know his ex-wife is in Miami. I think he still is in Chicago. I think that's where I passed him by a few years ago. Here, listen, especially to all my friends in Chicago and everybody listens to the score. If you know Scottie Pippen, check on this man. If you know Scottie Pippen, take his phone. If you know Scottie Pippen, stop this man before he damages himself anymore. Because now he's just sounded not just bitter, he sounded stupid. And Michael Jordan, somebody taps him on the shoulder, and maybe they tell him about this, and he takes another puff on his cigar, and I think Michael Jordan curses him out every word in the book, and he gets into his fancy Hennessy car that he just bought for, I don't know, only one of 15 on planet Earth. And Scottie Pippen is going on, social media to say that nobody knows him. This is sad. Very sad. Hey, Shep, what's on your mind, man?
I mean, Jared, look, the thing is, and you're aware of this, this is one of the great true underdog stories in the history of sports. Like, I don't think most people realize.
Out of nowhere. Arkansas, only, nobody.
Right, like, but he wasn't even, like, forget just being a walk-on on a non-Division I basketball team and then becoming one of the 50 greatest players to ever live and eventually one of the top 75. This dude was a student manager. But Jared, here's my question to you and anybody listening, honestly. Like, you talked about the most famous person on the planet Earth. That could be Michael Jordan for a 20-year time frame. But when you talk about the greatest 1-2 combination in sports, I'm talking any sport, not just basketball.
Jordan Pippen.
Is there another? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, JR. Is there another duo? Shaq, Kobe. You know, like, in the history of professional sports, in our lifetime, that exceeds and supplants Michael and Scotty. You can't think of another pair.
No.
Rice,
you
Montana,
know why?
Like, who
the
is there? Ruth Gehrig?
The answer is no.
And Gretzky,
the
Messier?
The answer is no. And the answer is no because it's Michael Jordan's name there, okay? And Scottie Pippen may or may not know that, but it's because Michael Jordan is there. Scottie Pippen was wise enough to go, oh, yeah, when I showed up. Yep, when I showed up. But I don't know if, does he have amnesia of what took place before and after? I don't think anybody forgot about Michael Jordan when Scottie Pippen showed up and they became a team. I don't think so. Everything I ever seen was Michael Jordan this, Michael Jordan that. I saw Michael Jordan have a movie. I saw Michael Jordan come back with the Wizards. I see Michael Jordan owns a basketball team, only dude to do so. I mean, what else am I? A lot. I see Michael Jordan everywhere. I see Michael Jordan couldn't go outside. I see Michael Jordan still can't go outside. Scottie Pippen is sitting in a bedroom, hotel room, just crapping on MJ. This is sad, man. I know earlier this week we talked about Ja Morant, and that's a whole different conversation of sad. We just heard from Mike Malone. He's sad. The Nuggets don't get love. Scottie Pippen needs a hug. And you know what? I think I know why he's angry. I think it has everything to do with his ex-wife and Michael Jordan's son. You know what? We're going to hear from his ex-wife on the other side of the break. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
Is your home ready for summer? Beat the heat with Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale, happening now. Save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. Buying custom window treatments doesn't have to be complicated or break the bank. With Blinds.com, you never have to sacrifice when it comes to style, service, or selection. We have everything from Roman and roller shades to shutters, curtains, and more. Plus outdoor shades to keep you cool all summer long. No showroom? No problem. Our design experts are here to help, and we ship samples directly to you. Fast and free. Need assistance with measuring and installation? We've got you covered there, too. No need for an in-home consultation just to get a quote. You can always count on upfront pricing right on our website. And you can always rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale now and save 45% on selected products. Plus doorbusters. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.